Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, author Vivian E. Moore. Hope everyone had a great week, and I hope you're having an even better weekend. And just in case I run out of time, I want to wish all of the mothers Happy Mother's Day in advance, all right? Okay, so let's get to today's show. The title is, it's a wrap, and the topic is project completion. You know, my nephew and I had a conversation last weekend, and we were talking about editing and just the process of writing a book and everything that's involved with that. And and he asked me how far had I gotten on another project that I'm working on. I was like, well, you know, the book is written, but, you know, I'm into the editing stages right now. And I was like, and that's the part that I hate. And I know I'm not alone in this. But he was like, but you had time to write another book. I was like, yeah, that's what I do when I don't want to actually do what I need to be doing. So, you know, I go off and chase those rabbits, as my pastor used to say, and start a small project just so, you know, it can get me back into the right mindset and back into the flow of things that I should be doing. Okay. So anyway, it sort of inspired today's show. So let's talk about that. So, you know, there is a unique satisfaction that comes with completing any project, especially for writers and authors, you know, whether it's a long-term, endeavor like writing a book, or a shorter-term project like a blog series, you know, pretty much like I do every week. But the feeling of accomplishment, it is universal. And for authors, you know, in particular, reaching that finish line of a writing project, it is a moment of triumph that you can reflect on for times to come. So let's talk about the journey to completion. So we know that every project, it starts with an idea, you know, that spark of creativity that, it propels us into action. All right. So the initial excitement, it fuels those early stages, you know, where the ideas, they just tend to flow freely. And then it builds that enthusiasm. Okay. So, you know, as the journey progresses, we all know that you will face some challenges, and the inevitability of that, it's there. Okay. It is always there. So, but still there are moments of doubt about those revisions, and then the need for perseverance. Okay. We all need that encouragement to not give up when we run into obstacles. You know, we should view them as hurdles. Leap over them and keep going. Don't stop. Even if you knock one down along the way, don't let that stop your progress. Just keep going. So the path to completion, it's not always smooth. All right. So, you know, you just got to roll with it. But it is in overcoming those obstacles. Just like I said, you know, if you knock over a hurdle, keep going. Don't stop. Because that will help you to grow as a creator. And that's what you want to do in this process. You want to build on what you already know, to make yourself better at what you do. Because authors, they experience the ebb and the flow of motivation. Okay, it comes and it goes, just like the tides. All right. So the struggle with writer's block, if you suffer with that, and then that relentless pursuit to always make things as perfect as possible. No matter how hard you try, when you go back and read what you've already written, even after the completed editing process, you find errors and you try to be so, you know, so perfect in even doing that, you know. So, you know, it happens. You can try for perfection. I'll just say it that way. But still, you know, you can get as close to perfection as you possibly can, but to be 100% perfect, I don't care if you have 100 eyes on a project, guaranteed there will be some errors in there somewhere. You know, either a misspelled word that someone didn't catch, or maybe some punctuation that was needed or that was omitted. It's always something. Okay, so don't sweat that. All right, don't sweat it, because you're not the only one that does it. You know, you can go back and read a ton of books, and I guarantee you, especially if you have a writer's eye, you will catch those errors. All right. So, you know, within these challenges, there is a sense of purpose that drives us forward. Always, 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 always. So you've made it to the final chapters. So as that project nears completion, there is a mix of emotions that always set in. There's that feeling of anticipation for the final product, a touch of anxiety about its reception. And then there is pride in what you have achieved. Okay. So the last chapters of a book, or the final edits of an article, they signify that culmination of countless hours of dedication and hard work. You put in blood, sweat, and tears, and this is the product of your labor. You mothers, it's Mother's Day. You know what I'm talking about, all right? 9 months is a long time. But at the end of that 9 months, you see the fruit of your labor. So completing a project is more than just reaching the end. It's about capturing the essence of your vision and then sharing it with the world. It's about crafting something meaningful. Whether it's a captivating story, an informative piece, or just a thought-provoking analysis, okay? It's always something to that completion. And so, you know, we need to remember, even though, you know, we're going through this whole process of writing and editing and, you know, and everything that's involved with that, but what we need to do along the way is celebrate those milestones. All right. So, you know, when you recognize and you celebrate each milestone along the way, it's fundamental. It is important to acknowledge progress, no matter how major or how minimal. You know, we need to appreciate the journey as much as the destination. And don't forget that, because that is so important, because each chapter written, each revision made, and each feedback incorporated is a step forward. Okay. You may take a step forward and then get knocked back two steps, but remember, you always progress by keep stepping forward. Furthermore, the support of fellow creators and mentors and readers, I cannot tell you how invaluable that is, because their encouragement, their feedback, and their constructive criticism, it contributes significantly to the project's evaluation, all right, and to that evolution of that project. So those collaborative efforts, they often lead to, you know, those valuable and more refined outcomes. So that is what truly, truly makes the process so worth it. Okay. So don't give up. Just whenever you think about giving up, think about a milestone, something that you accomplished along the way while you were writing the book and while you were going through the editing process. You know, there were some things that kept you going. So each one of those things, you know, consider them a milestone that will keep you, you know, enthusiastic about what you're doing. Because like me, I'm pretty sure you hate that whole process of editing and rewrites and all of those things. You know, those are the things that you really don't want to do. You know, you just want to write the book and then enjoy the outcome of writing that book without having to go through all of the necessary steps, you know, that brings that book as close as to perfection as you can get it to the market, to the readers, so they can enjoy it. And then you can get that feedback. All right. So what's left after you've done all of that? Well, looking ahead. So as you know, one project concludes, another one begins. The process just it repeats itself. You know, if you are a writer, this is something that you know, you don't rest on your laurels. You've already, you know, once you've completed that one project, you already have another one on the list, on that back burner that you're just itching to start. Okay, so it's always something left to do. And that creative cycle, it always continues, fueled by those new ideas and then that fresh inspiration. So every completed project, it acts as a stepping stone, okay? So it provides lessons learned and insights gained for future endeavors. Just remember that. So, you know, to all the authors, remember that completing a project is a significant achievement. Always remember that. It's a testament to your dedication and your perseverance and your passion for storytelling. So embrace the joy of reaching the finish line, for it's not just an end, but a new beginning. And I want to leave you with these words from Neil Gaiman. The one thing that you have that nobody else has is you, your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. So write, draw, build, play, dance, and live as only you can. All right. If you want to check out that quote from Neil Gaiman, you can definitely look it up. All right. It's in the Canadian Journal of Critical Care. All right. So cheers to the joy of project completion. And this also ends this week's episode. I hope that you found something inspiring from it. And I hope that you will listen, like, and share. All right. And again, to all of the mothers, happy Mother's Day. I hope you enjoy your day. All right. Because it's all about you tomorrow. So put your feet up. Don't worry about doing anything. Let your children, your grandchildren, let them serve you tomorrow, because it's all about you. It's your day. And as I always say, remember to tell those who you care about the most how you feel about them today, because tomorrow is not promised. And on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. Until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.